Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking, nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
Yes. Boys, had one of those good three-day weekends where I just parked my car and basically never left.
Yeah.
I like those. I like to get home on a Friday. I'm a homebody.
Me too.
No, you're not. I like to get home on a Friday, park my car, and not get back in my car till Monday morning to when I'm coming back to work.
It's nice to not have anything planned on a weekend. And I'm not trying to say that we're big deals here being on the radio, but we have a lot of obligations. And you have kids, three of them, my God. It's very rare that there's a weekend with nothing happening.
Yeah.
And I cherish those weekends.
Yeah, that's well said. And my my two boys
may not be big time athletes like you.
My boys are 13 and 11. They took baseball off this year. They played select baseball for many years, and
it's been huge for you.
It's been a blessing. You know, I hate it because I love baseball. I want to raise my kids up in the game, but they're like, we're good. We want to retire from baseball. So we've got our weekends back. Anyways, I was like, this is the negative, though. I get real wrapped up into my schedule with our job. You know, we were at Barbecues Galore on Friday. I'm always like, okay, where are we going to be? What are we going to do? And then I don't think to the weekend. And then I get to Friday. I'm like, oh, what are our plans this weekend, honey? And she tells me, like, what we got cooking. I want to plan ahead because I want to start hosting get-togethers at my house. We just built a pool. I heard him earlier talking about pool living. I mean, it'll break me forever, but it's still the best thing we've ever done. I'll never own a boat. Not a boat guy. I want friends who are boat people.
Can I bring my boat to your pool?
Yes. If you get a boat, I'd love it, because I need more friends in my life with boats.
Chippy's talking about just a little bathtub toy.
Yeah, it's
a little tugboat.
I figured.
You didn't have a real boat.
But I don't want to own a boat. I want to go to your lake house with your boat. But I am okay with the pool because of the same reason. I want to stay landlocked at home. I don't want to leave my house on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And as my kids get older, I've always been told, and you guys listening with older kids may know this, I want my kids to feel comfortable hanging out at our house with their friends.
Yeah.
All of them.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to be like the parent that's trying so hard to be cool that I'm doing things I shouldn't be doing. I hear you. Try this Keystone Light.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, but I want them to be there at the house.
Hey, kid. You want to try some reefer?
I want to be able to overhear the conversations that are happening. I want them to feel comfortable at our house. And because if they're at my house under my rules, nothing bad's going to happen.
See, I always had friends. You probably had these type of people too. Had friends whose parents were like, hey, I'm trying to clean out the closet. Here's some Playboys.
Oh my God.
Oh, thank you.
Dude.
Wow, great. At 13, that's an awesome gift.
By the way, I saw a picture of your pool on the gram, Ben, and I just got to say, it's looking mighty fine.
Thank you, Shippy. I got a pond over there also. You could come hang out in the pond. Or a pool. Pond's fine, too.
Cool.
I'd love to have you over for that.
Let's do it.
But now, I want to have you over to the pool. I want to have a good time out there. The only problem is it's so far away for you guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. It's like you need to spend the night. Because you're going to have some cocktails.
Drive us back.
You're going to have some cocktails. And so I got to plan that out. But that's the thing. I didn't plan anything out. And obviously, God bless the men and women who sacrificed to give us such a fantastic weekend, who have served in our military and first responders to that end as well. God bless you guys. Thank you for your service and allowed us to have this incredible three-day weekend. But my point is, I got to Friday night after Barbecues Galore. I'm like, we don't have any plans. I don't even know what we're doing. So on Saturday, my wife and I started getting the fever to barbecue. I'm man, everybody's talking about barbecue. I want to go big. I was like, honey, let's go to Barbecues Galore.
Make sure the ribs,
at Barbecues Galore during our entire show the day before in Rockwall. Well, I decided to go back to Barbecues Galore, this time in Allen.
Yes.
So I'm back-to-back days in Barbecues Galore, and I start getting fired up about my big green egg.
I'm like, man, good deals. They had that 40% off going.
Yeah. So I start buying all this stuff for my big green egg. I'm like, all right, we're going to cook on the egg. So then I decide to go to, we've talked about this, the quality of meat. Does it matter? Does it not matter? You can make an amazing steak with like a Costco or Walmart, any grocery stores. It can be incredible.
Yeah.
You just got to cook it right. You got to season it right. It could be fine. There are butcher shops in town that specialize in like premium meat, Wagyu, or I mean, there's Angus.
Great beefs.
There's all the great beefs. And you can go there, and then it's an even higher degree.
Where's the beef?
I can't afford to do that all the time, but every once in a while, I'm like, I want to do that. I want to take it up to the next level. So here I was. I didn't have anything planned, and so I just got the stuff to kind of spruce up my big green egg. And so we go to Local Yokel in downtown McKinney. Remember when I got Gavin Dawson those big beef ribs?
Yeah.
I got those from there. And I can't go there all the time, but every once in a while I'll go there for a special occasion. And we decided, all right, we'll invite. I've got a bunch of family who lives out with us in Light Farms now. My mom's out there, my brother and his wife, a kid. And so I'm like, we'll host the family over on Monday at our house. I was like, all right, now we're talking. Go to Local Yokel. I'm sitting there looking at all these incredible steaks. It's just like they're all this marbling. It's like Angus. It's Wagyu. It's like get it at a steak restaurant. It's just stupid expensive.
A little T-bone action.
Yeah.
Ribeye.
Yeah. And so I see these.
Sirloin.
I see the. Those are all meats. I see a tomahawk bone-in ribeye.
Oh, my God.
It looked like an axe. And I've seen them at restaurants. One time I was at a restaurant and somebody ordered one for the table and they cut it up and everybody at the table got a little bit. And I was like, okay, cool. Because no one person could sit there and eat that.
I saw Dave Hellman house a tomahawk steak not too long ago.
He did?
Yeah.
Did he eat the whole thing?
Oh, the whole thing. And then he stabbed another guy right in the neck with the bone.
Yeah, that happens. So these particular bone-in ribeyes, they were like two huge ribeyes attached to the bone. The bone was in the middle, and then there was like a fat steak on each side.
Yeah.
They were like 2.5 pounds each.
No, they were huge.
So I got two of them, and I did post some videos of this on Big Ben Rogers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You need to follow me. I only have like 4 followers. Big Ben Rogers on Instagram. And so I posted videos and pictures of these steaks and went on a steak adventure. Now, what I didn't realize, my younger brother was there. I didn't realize I'd been using my big green egg wrong. The airflow wasn't right to get hot enough. So here's what we did. He fixed my big green egg, got it humming. I did the reverse sear.
Okay.
I've never tried that before. I cooked these big dinosaur steaks on a cookie sheet in my stove.
Okay.
Not the adventure on a grill you would imagine.
Hmm.
250 degrees for an hour and a half.
Okay.
In an oven on a cookie sheet. Then I fired up that big green egg to about 700 degrees. That thing was steaming. Like I was worried it was going to just melt. And so you cook for an hour and a half, and then you take them outside of the grill and you sear them and it puts those char lines.
Yeah.
And it's good to go.
So just a minute.
And I'm telling you, a minute on each side. And I'm telling you, we had a ton of people at the house, all those family members I just rattled off, and kids, everybody. Those two steaks were enough to feed everybody.
Real quick, when you say a minute, is it 30 seconds and flip?
Minute.
A minute and then
one
flip
minute,
it?
Flip it, and then a minute.
For another minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And dude, they were deep char lines.
Yeah.
And I would imagine they were on a grate style, like a wrought iron grate, cast iron grate skillet type thing. But not a skillet. They were cast iron, like bars.
Sure.
If I had had a skillet that was
Roger,
flat,
where are you?
I would imagine it would have charred the whole side, and that might have been even better.
Because
the char was awesome, but it was just lines in the steak. But I'm telling you, it was steak nirvana, and I feel like now I'm settling into my groove. I feel like now I feel like I can step my game up.
You take down Dawson?
Well, no.
And Sean?
No, not at all. I think they're on a different level. I know they're on a different level.
They're
don't
know,
without question on a different level.
I haven't seen them tomahawking.
Well, I mean, plus they can make
either.
All sorts. I can't make a lot of stuff, but I'm just
not
telling
yet.
You. I feel like.
Did your specialty?
My steak game. I think I may be a steak guy.
Be the tomahawk guy.
I think I could. Well, I don't want to do that. I can't afford to ever do that.
Dawson's
again.
The orange magic guy with the wings.
Yeah.
I can never do it ever again.
Sean's back channel whispering to people that he wants to be the brisket guy.
Back channel whispering. Yeah. But I can tell you this. So I told you, I have a friend who we've become buddies, and he's a rancher.
All right.
And he's in the cow game.
Yeehaw.
Right? He's got Angus cattle.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, you should just buy a cow. I'm like, what?
What?
You just buy a cow.
Dude, that would go great with your pool.
It's not.
You look out there, he's just on floaties, just swimming.
Hey, kids, I brought home a heifer.
It's not a live cow.
Oh.
And obviously, my little family wouldn't consume enough beef to justify the expense of one cow.
Mm-hmm.
But you could go in with two people or four people. You'd all have to have big meat freezers. But as we were talking about it, what he told me, he said that there's only 24 ribeyes in one cow. So, dude, that made me appreciate the ribeye more. In fact, he told me that of a cow, only 5% of the cow is steaks.
Okay.
What part is the New York part of the cow?
Well, I don't know how many New York strips there are in there, but that's the thing.
Yeah, you got to get those cows from strip clubs in New York. Very rare.
And they have such a thick accent. Moo. Moo. What you want? What do you want from me? Moo.
You're going to kill me? You're talking to me?
This one over here is saying moo. This one's not. I don't know what gives.
Meanwhile, they're pole dancing.
Right. So that said, I'm thinking about looking into that. Because if I'm going to be the meat guy.
Why don't you buy a cow?
Oh, I called Skin. I was like, Skin, I found a guy. I got a cow guy. I think we can buy a cow. We'd probably need a few more people to go in on it with us.
I'll throw down a little bit.
Okay, well, if you throw down.
It's more of an investment.
Yeah, it is. It's an investment in your future.
Who gets the calf fries?
It's your future meat. But this is the craziest part. He told me there's only two briskets and a cow. So if you're splitting it.
You're splitting it four ways, then how do you decide who gets the brisket? You need to get your wife to throw down on this cow.
And if there's only 5% of the cow is steaks, what is the rest of it?
It's just.
Burger meat.
That's where I get into the science of the cow that I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't either.
The meat science.
I don't. And how do we not know this?
I got to be honest. I don't really like to think about it too much.
I know. I don't either. Because you don't want to. Like, I don't want to bond with a cow. Like, I don't want to see a cow. Like a Bevo, I don't want to bond with it.
I don't want to milk it.
And by the way, I don't even know that much about that. Are the Longhorns in play too? Are we eating the Longhorns?
Oh, yeah. Are we eating take down the steer? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The giant Longhorns?
Yeah.
Man, see, I feel like I know nothing. So I think what I'd like to do is take us on a field trip to this cow ranch.
I mean,
cattle ranch.
I grew up there.
You're going back.
We're going to Olney.
We're going to a cattle ranch. We're going to a cattle ranch. You can show us around, and and we'll take 105.3 The Fan, our cameras, and we should film it out there, and let's go see what a cattle ranch is all about. Let's go find out.
Pick the best cow?
I don't know that we're really going to be able to buy a cow.
Hey, man, look at the ass on that one. I bet that's some good eating.
Man, if they do understand English, that would be really awkward. Patting it on the butt. I'm going to eat you. Anyways, I had a steak revelation. I had a religious experience with the steaks I made, and it's got me thinking I can maybe be a steak guy. I maybe start be that grill guy.
The tomahawk
guy. I want to have our whole station over to the house.
All right.
Not making tomahawks for you guys.
We can get someone to drive us back.
I'm going to make hamburger patties for you guys. But I think I could have the whole station over the house. But then that's a whole other thing of it's a long ways for you guys.
Well, no.
Is it better during the day? Is it at night? Here's Corey Majors. Is it?
I think during.
Ben, I just want to let you know, I'll come over to your house and eat food.
Yes,
that's all right.
In your face, KT.
Yeah,
that's what I said. I didn't want
to show up to his place.
See, he didn't want to go.
I said I would go.
Said he didn't think he could swing it.
Oh man,
you're in.
I'm in. Wherever you. Okay, you're in.
Would you rather it be the day or at night?
Steaks.
Okay.
If it's steaks,
tomahawk.
Nighttime. If it's burgers, daytime.
Okay, good.
Very whatever nice time decision. Somebody can drive us.
Okay, good. Good. Kind of in the middle of the afternoon.
I'll work this out. I'll get you guys to come out for the whole weekend. All right, and then I'll drive you, have you driven back.
I can't wait till Max is 16 and he can just take us back.
Oh, it's gonna be so great.
He's gonna love it.
I think Intercom will provide Uber codes.
All right,
no
good stuff.
No,
thank you for recommending the coverage.